You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
Listen, listen, listen. The Bible says he brought me back to the door of the temple. Stay in the river, it's flowing. He brought me back, and the water was flowing from under the threshold of the temple. The water was flowing. How many of you know the waters are flowing tonight? We're getting in the ocean. We're getting in the ocean. We're getting deeper and deeper. And I'm telling you tonight, the promise that's come, the prophetic promise, we received the prophetic encouragement tonight again. Wendy Allen, she said, I saw a vision. And we were stepping out into the ocean, and we were ankle deep. We were stepping out into the ocean, we were knee deep. We were stepping out into the ocean, we were waist deep. But then there was a tsunami coming that we couldn't see. A tsunami coming. There is a river. He brought me out to the north gate and led me around. And I saw water running out on the right side, and the man, the angel that came, brought me through the waters. The waters came up to my ankles. And then he measured another 1,000, and he brought me through the waters again. The waters, the increase, the levels of power and glory came up to my knees. And then again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the water. It came up to my waist. And then he measured 1,000, and now it was a river I could not cross, but a river in which I must swim. The Bible says, wherever the river would flow, wherever the waters would go down into the valleys and enter the sea, when it reached the sea, its waters were healed. There's healing in this river. Wherever the waters flow, there's healing in life. Hallelujah. And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the river goes will live. There will be great multitudes of fish. There will be waters that will go there, and the waters will be healed, for everything will live wherever the river goes. And it shall be that fishermen, harvesters will stand. Harvesters will stand. A place for spreading their nets. The fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the sea, the great sea, exceedingly many. I'm talking about a river tonight, not ankle deep, not knee deep, not waist deep, but a river in which you cannot cross, a river in which you must swim. The waters are flowing from the temple, and it's the river of God. It's a river of life. It's a river of fire. It's flowing out of me. It's a well springing up inside of me, and it's increasing. And then, wherever the river goes, there was life. Wherever the river goes, there was healing. Wherever the river goes, there was fishermen, harvesters, and there was a great harvest. How many of you are prophesying that it's a river of glory, revival, life? It's a river of healing and power, but it's bringing a harvest. God released a harvester mantle, a mantle for harvest and souls. Let it be a river that brings a harvest of many fish. Let it flow. The river has come back. There's a river. Oh, we're getting in it. Come on, you're dry and thirsty. Your church, your denomination, it's coming into your living room. Open up your heart. Open up the door. Open up the gate. Get in front of the television. Get in front of the computer. It's a river, and you can pray. If you can pray in tongues, just begin to lift up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. Let a river flow. Let a river flow. Shabalabakongo. Shabalabakongo. Come on, everybody, everybody. Oh, Shakabakando, Shabalabakando, Kiyanabakanda. Oh, the water's rising, the water's rising, the water's rising, the water's rising. Let me tell you tonight, something of the power of God is going to be released in this meeting. My dunamis power generator is charged and full of the lightnings of God. I mean, healing power, healing virtue is going to hit this building. I pray the power of God would come like lightning strikes. I pray it would be a dunamis dynamo dynamite TNT Pentecost dunamis power explosion to the nations. It's an energy, hallelujah. It's the mighty workings of God that work in me mightily. That's what Paul the Apostle called it. The mighty workings of God that work in me mightily. He called it the mighty workings, the energy, the inertia of the Holy Spirit. And it's being stirred up, hallelujah. And it's got power, authority, dominion, and resurrection in it tonight. Oh, resurrection, resurrection life, resurrection power. Shakabakata. Just all the voices. Shakabakata. Shakabakanda. Can you feel it? Can you feel it stirring tonight? I want you to get ready. I mean, I don't know how it's going to break out, but I know that in even the next few moments, before we do anything else, Jesus is going to step into hospitals. He's going to step into ICU. He's going to step into medical places. He's stepping in to hospitals all over the world, regardless of where you're watching. I'm telling you, I had a word from the Lord tonight that we needed to begin to prophesy that even the hospital that's next door to this revival begin to give testimonies that patients miraculously recover and check out of the hospital, that we can even say, my God, let the hospitals drop 50% new patients. This anointing is going to the place. Listen, we haven't even hit the peak. This anointing is going to the place where hospitals will have to talk about the numbers of patients checking out and not checking in. I woke up this morning, Zion. How many of you love Zion Matthews tonight? His whole team, Breaker Revival. I woke up this morning at 9:30. I said, God, I got a little extra sleep. But as I woke up thinking, the angel is in my room. I woke up to an angelic visitation. It was the presence of the angel that woke me. You would wake up too if there was an angel in the room. Now, I didn't see him. For all those watching skeptics, and I didn't see him, but I could feel him, and that was enough. The presence of God fell in my bed. And in the spirit, I said, God, the angel is here. And how did I know? Because I felt electricity moving in my body. I said, God, I wished I was in the meeting now because I could pray for people. I feel like an electricity, like the lightnings of God. God was ministering to me in my bed. I know he sent the angel. And I said, that angel is going to be released in this place tonight. It's a healing angel. You know, angels aren't doing the miracles. It's Jesus. But we have spirits, ministering spirits that help the heirs of salvation. Hallelujah. They come to help. But I said, God, there's something tonight of the power and the virtue of Jesus that's going to be released in these meetings. I said, Lord, what are we going to go after tonight? Another peak. We're going to go a little higher right now. And tonight, there's something about resurrection. Let me read and declare the anointing we're going after tonight out of Romans 8:11. If the same spirit the spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
From the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal flesh through the Spirit who dwells in you. I want you to think about how healings and miracles happen. The Bible says that your miracle, your healing comes to your flesh, to your body, through the Spirit inside of you. If you're born again and you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit inside of you is the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Meditate on that. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. You want to move in power and authority and dominion? The same Spirit that created the heavens and the earth, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same Holy Ghost and power that was upon the ministry of Jesus, that same Spirit is in me. That's why miracles are going to happen. That's why healings are going to happen. That's why the devil is going to be defeated. That's why the impossible is going to be possible, because the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in me. I have resurrection life. I have resurrection power. I have authority and dominion over death in the name of Jesus. It's time to prophesy that resurrection power come back to the church. Resurrection, raising the dead power, raising the dead power. And I felt tonight that authority for the first time, that we could prophesy that Jesus would step into the hospitals and we would get many testimonies back of patients that were on their deathbeds raised up, cancer's gone, people on life support healed, people coming out of comas. We can even pray, God, raise the dead again, raise the dead again. 12 days. And this is the first time I felt like real resurrection would begin to come into these meetings. Now that doesn't mean literal. It doesn't have to just mean literal bodies raised from the dead. Why not? But let's believe that whatever is death is defeated by life. Your marriage raised from the dead. Your business raised from the dead. Your sons and daughters dead in addiction raised from the dead. Your body with HIV AIDS and stage 4 cancer raised from the dead. Your kidneys raised from the dead. Your heart raised from the dead. Raising, prophesy, lift up your voice. Life, resurrection, life, resurrection, power. Glory, dominion, authority. Shakabakata. I know it's going to happen, my friends. I need my telephone. I got to tell you something tonight. This is how it's going to get started. I got a message. They're watching me. The Revival, God TV, right now, is streaming in the intensive care unit. They brought the Revival into the intensive care unit. And they're watching me. They're watching me right now. Many hospital patients are watching the live feed as they're dying in their hospital beds. And a woman by the name of Diamond, that's already had a miracle, but she needs a little bit more. I've got to share this with you and have the church around the world by the millions in every nation. I need you to be praying in your living rooms, standing in front of your television. I'm telling you right now, bedridden, people sick and bedridden, on their deathbeds, coma, life support, stage four cancers, leukemia, are going to be healed and raised up. People are going to recover in the hospitals and check out of the hospitals. And this healing anointing in Africa is going to grow until entire hospital wards are empty. Now listen to this. Todd, this photo of my dear sister in Christ, Diamond. I said, God, we got something about diamonds in these meetings. Now I'm praying for Diamond. Diamond, right now, is on life support. Pregnant, has a young 3-year-old daughter at home. Her mother called me and they said they lost her. She died last night. The doctors resuscitated her with machines, put her back on life support. The baby died. Her lungs collapsed and her blood vessels have exploded. Her body is rejecting all medication. The doctor said the young woman is 40% chance that she'll even live, and then she did die. They resuscitated her in a coma on life support. They said, we have been watching the replays of the revival. And the doctor said today, they came into the room and she was awake and talking. She is conscious. The doctor said it is a miracle. She got another text message, and the doctor said a second time, the doctors are saying it is a complete miracle. Tonight, this revival is streaming live into that hospital. And we are going to stretch forth our hands to cameras all over the room, and we are going to command life and resurrection come into Diamond's body. And Diamond is raised up in her hospital bed. Command her blood flow. Command her lungs be resurrected. Diamond, in the name of Jesus, it's healing power. It's healing virtue. It's healing life. It's healing resurrection. Come out of your bed. Rise to your feet. Be strengthened in your body. In Jesus' name. Shakabakato. Shikabalbalamando, Shibalabashando, Halalabashanda. Oh, Shakabaka, the power of resurrection. It's happening. It's about to happen in a few moments. I command every sick hospital patient watching me, I command, rise in the name of Jesus. Rise in the name of Jesus. Who is this? Come up here. Come up here. Is there anybody from the hospitals? I'm telling you, I got to move on this quickly. There's resurrection power beginning to happen in this meeting. I will command terminal patients to come alive, terminal patients to be resurrected. I want stage four cancers on the platform right now. I want people, life and death, on the platform right now. I want people watching in your living rooms. You could send me an email right now and tell me you're watching. You got a mom, a dad, a family member, a friend or a neighbor, somebody in a serious, on life support, in a coma, in a hospital, in intensive care. I'm touching a realm tonight of power, authority, dominion, resurrection. Romans 8:11, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, and it dwells in you, and it's rising up. Christ in you, the hope of glory, and it's Jesus, and it's resurrection life, and it's resurrection power. I'm telling you right now, there are five people in this meeting God will save your life from a terminal, life-threatening, stage 4 cancer disease, carried it from the hospital. I prophesy, stretch forth your hands to the hospital outside this revival, right outside this building. Command the overflow. They're going to start coming from Victoria Hospital, totally healed. Come out of that hospital.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Totally healed in Jesus' name. What's happening here? Do we know what's happening, Eric? She was where at the hospital? She's a nurse. And I'm telling you, revival is going to happen in the hospital wards. Oh, you're going to touch the patients. They're going to be resurrected and healed in the name of Jesus. How many of you believe we're going to see revival that clears out hospitals? What's happening? Who's this?
We have stage 4 cancer again.
Stage 4 cancer spreading. I got a stage 4 cancer. Come on. Can I have the body of Christ that believes in resurrection stand on their feet and stretch forth your hand and command the spirit of death, command the spirit of cancer that's defeated in Jesus' name to come out of her body right now. Lord, let this cancer burn under the anointing. And you demon, you spirit of death and cancer, I command you now, come out in Jesus' name. Oh, oh, oh. Ooh, when I felt electricity. What are you feeling right now? What are you feeling? Can you feel something as I'm praying? Did you feel like a jolt or something go through your body? Do you have pain? No more, Jesus. No more, Jesus. Come on, everybody, pray. Hallelujah. Power, Holy Ghost. Woo, there goes. Cancer, I drive you out of her body. Bam, in Jesus' name. You're under that anointing. You're under that anointing. Can you feel heat or electricity or anything at all? It's the presence of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who's next? Come quickly. Glad this anointing's flowing. Hospital right now, 15 years old. Leukemia, cancer. Resurrect him, Jesus. They're coming out of the hospitals in Jesus' name. You're coming out. They're watching in intensive care hospitals right now. Healing, power coming into patients' bodies. What's happening here? Leukemia, resurrection right now, Lord. Leukemia, resurrection, power, cancer, go in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. I'm stepping into that hospital right now. In Jesus' mighty name. I felt something I haven't felt in a long time. Listen to me, church. Listen to me. I feel something I haven't felt in a long time. If you can get into the realm of faith with me. At 22 years old, I was preaching in an Anglican church in Canada. And a 14-year-old girl came to me and said, "My grandfather doesn't believe in Jesus. But he had a stroke. He's totally paralyzed. He can't talk. And he's dying on life support, IVs, in the hospital in another nation." Another nation. I was in Canada. He's in America. Can you help me? And I grabbed that girl's hand and I said, "I'll pray for his healing." And I didn't have any faith. I just prayed like I had faith. So you would think on the outside, I was really praying in power. I said, "God, it may be if he was in my meeting. He's not even in the building. He's in another nation." And I started praying anyways, tried to muster up all the faith and power I could. And right then, Jesus appeared to me. And Jesus said, "What are you doing?" I said, I'm praying. And I knew what the Lord was saying. And the Lord has to ask you what you're doing. And the Lord said, "Get him healed." And immediately, I was gone from my body. And I was standing in the hospital. My spirit man. I walked the hall.
and walked into his hospital room. And I walked up to his bed. I saw him. And I said, I command you in the name of Jesus to get up and walk. And I touched him in my vision. He jumped out of the hospital bed screaming and ran into the halls. I was back in my body in that Anglican church. The telephone rang. Hold on. The telephone rang. She picked up the telephone and heard the words, praise Jesus! Praise Jesus! I was just healed and I'm running up and down the hospital hallways. I believe there's a realm of the Spirit we could tap into tonight where without limits we could step into hospital rooms, intensive care. We could command coma patients to awake in Jesus' name. Come on, with life support and be miraculously healed of stroke and leukemia and every form of cancer. How many of you have somebody in a hospital now? Stand to your feet. I want you to stand to your feet all over this room, in front of your television. Stand in front of the television. Stand in front of the computer. We're going to go after a realm of not just miracles and healing. We're going after a realm of resurrection. That means if somebody dies in your house, if you hear about it in the hospital, if we get the report within 24 hours, we will begin to pray in this revival for any resurrection. We won't limit God to just healing. We won't limit God to just strokes and heart attacks and cancers. We will pray for resurrection if we get a report within 24 hours of a death anywhere in the world, heart attack anywhere in the world, sudden death in the hospital, and we get a report and we get an invitation and we get a phone call. I'm going to be as bold, and I haven't done it since the height of the revival in Lakeland. I have not prayed, I have not reached out for resurrection like this for 5 years, and it's been 12 days. But today, when the angel came, I said, God, we're going back to that mountain. We're going back to that power and authority where we can command life. Shakabakando. Who's standing for somebody? Who's standing for somebody terminal? Who's standing for somebody in the hospital? Who's standing for cancer? Who's standing for coma? Who's standing in front of your home? Can you send me a testimony? Let me know that you're standing right now. I want to hear about it right now. Awakening at God.TV. Tell me right now what's happening. Awakening at God.TV. We're live. Shakabakata. What's happening here? Let's keep this going. Stand up for that one. Reach out for it. I just believe, Holy Ghost, let the angel go before us to the hospital rooms all over the nations, and let the testimonies come back of resurrection. I have not felt to be that bold and pray this way for 5 years. 12 days, and it wasn't till this morning when I knew that something was going to change in these meetings. And it's going to ramp up this week, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Monday, we're going to do something I've never done in 16 years of preaching. I'm going to hold in this meeting, it's for everybody, but I'm going to hold a miracle healing service for children. I'm telling you, I've had children every night the last two nights coming up to the platform and bringing me their medication. My wife had a vision. She went into an overflow room. Overflow was full of children. And she saw the greatest notable, remarkable miracles happening to children that needed to be healed of diabetes, cancers, heart condition. People were bringing articles of clothing, blankets, baby blankets, teddy bears, whatever you could. You couldn't get your children in the meeting. You brought something for your grandson. You brought something for your granddaughter, and we anointed it with oil. And the power of God broke out with the greatest miracles amongst children. We're announcing even tonight, Wednesday, that this Monday is going to be an anointing service, a healing miracle service for children. It's going to be an outbreak. I'm telling you, the power of God is getting ready to ramp up over these next few days. We're going to get back a testimony right out of the ambulances. Shakabakata. Shakabalarabashata. I've had meetings where they bring the ambulances, sirens blasting, not to the emergency room, to the revival. Happy happened to me in Ethiopia. The ambulances brought me the sick. The sirens blaring. The ambulances didn't go to the emergency. They came to us in Ethiopia and brought the sick to the altar and opened up the ambulance, and I was able to climb inside of the ambulance. Happened in Korea. They put the ambulances outside and started bringing in up to 10 terminal cancer patients every night. They would carry them in on stretchers and lay them at the altar. This revival hasn't even begun to break open.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
I'm telling you, the levels were about to hit, and I don't know if you want to go there with me or not. I hope you didn't come to be entertained. I hope you didn't get on a plane, train, bus. We're going to be here this week. You're not going to want to miss being under the cloud with us and live in your home. What's happening here? Cancer right now. How many other cancers I have? I want all the cancers, all the cancers. You have cancer in your stomach. In the name of Jesus right now, there's cancer. Everybody praying. I want to feel your faith praying with me that this cancer in his stomach going now in Jesus' name. Oh, shakabaka. Oh, shakaba. Here it comes again. Here it comes again. Power in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, shakaba. Come here. What do you feel right now? When I'm praying, do you feel something? You feel what? Healing. You feel healing. Did you have pain before? Do you have any pain right now?
No.
No pain? Lord, let the cancer be gone in Jesus' name. Who's cancer? Cancer, come here quickly. This anointing is flowing right now. I got to just lay hands on every cancer patient. Command the spirit of death and cancer. Go in Jesus' name. Ooh, shakaba. I felt energy, 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 virtue healing cancer right now. Command the cancer to leave your body. You have cancer as well. Long, halalabashata, hobalalabalalaba, bam, in Jesus' name. Woo, come back here, come back here, come back here, come back here. Come here, come here, come here. What's happening right now? I'm praying. What are you feeling? Can you describe it?
I'm feeling good.
What do you mean good? Is it gone? Did you feel something?
Yes.
I felt it leave. Did you feel something?
Yes.
Have you ever been in a meeting like this?
No.
Are you a Christian, a Muslim, Hindu? What's your background?
I'm a Hindu, but I do believe in Christ.
You're a Hindu, but you believe in Christ. He's healing you. Bam! He's healing you. He's God. He's God. He's healing you. He's going to heal your whole family. Your whole family. Your whole family. Every sick person in your family. Let it happen. Uncles, mothers, brothers, brothers, sisters, mothers. I see a healing revival happening in your family. Healing revival happening in your house. Shabba-ba-ba. There's power up here tonight. Hushkababata. What's happening? Breast cancer. Stand here, sweetheart. If I seem like I'm loud and bold and yelling, it's not at anybody. It's only at the power of sickness. You believe that? Do you feel anything standing up here right now? You're going to feel something when I touch you. Hallelujah. You ready? In the name of Jesus. Breast cancer. Go in Jesus' name. Come here. Come here. What are you feeling right now? Do you feel that? Did you feel something go through your body just then? What did you feel? What did it feel like? Hot went through your body. That's the healing power of Jesus. It just went bam, just through your body. Healing cancer. Healing cancer. Did you have a tumor? Did you have a tumor? Did you have any pain? No? Lord, let not be one trace of cancer, in Jesus' name. Quickly, quickly, bring them up. What's happening? Cancer? Cancer of the stomach? Do you have pain right now? These are all cancers tonight. Do you have pain in your stomach? Do you have pain? Is there pain in your stomach? You feel that? Is that painful? In the name of Jesus, you cancer devil, you're a devil cancer. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Do you feel anything right now? Do you feel any pain? You still feel the pain? Did you feel anything go through your body as I prayed? Did you feel any heat, electricity, any power? Thank you, Lord, for this healing in Jesus' name. May he go and have no cancer. These reports, listen, I'm going to ask all these people to go back to their doctors. And when you get the report, come back with a testimony of God healing. Do you still feel that?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, but only problem is I've got lumps in my body. I don't know if that can be solved.
Those lumps will now disappear, and you'll go to find them, and they're going to shrink, and you won't find any lumps in Jesus' mighty name. Let me give you a word from the Lord right now. There is a woman in here on your right side of your body that has a growth right now. Right here on the side of your stomach, some kind of a growth. If that's you, is it you? I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. Come over here. Put your hand on it right now. Put your hand on it. It's going to shrink right now. That's the word of the Lord. I had a vision of this. This thing is going to shrink in your body. I command this growth under your hand to wither and die and shrink and come off in Jesus' name. Okay, feel for it. Can you feel it? Can you feel anything happening in that area of your body right now? Is it shrinking?
I don't really know.
Can you feel it still? You can check in the bathroom. That thing is going to be gone. That tumor is going to shrink. It's going to be a sign to your family that Jesus heals cancer. Bam! In Jesus' name. I want you to get, yeah, hallelujah, it's going to shrink. You won't have it left. All those lumps on your body. How do I know that? I had an open vision before the meeting tonight, and I saw a woman grab the right of her stomach, and the Lord remove her tumor. You mark my words. You come back and bring me the testimony. What's happening here?
God, this man has been 47 days in the hospital.
47 days in the hospital.
Spinal cancer. I can't enunciate what they call it.
47 days. You're here tonight. You came from the hospital. You need a healing. You're in the hospital. You got out yesterday. 47 days in the hospital. Spinal cancer. How many people can stand in faith with me right now? Stand in faith with me right now. Come on. Come on. Everybody. 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 Resurrection. Come on. Call for it. Resurrection tonight, God. Resurrection. Resurrection life. Where did all these people come from now? Hungry for the power of God. Shikabakando. Hialanabasando. Bam! Power go through. Oh my goodness. I felt heat come out of my hand right now. It's going to come into your spine. In the name of Jesus. Spinal cancer. Devil. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Whew, hallelujah. What are you feeling right now standing up here? Do you feel anything? What are you feeling? Describe it.
I feel the power of Jesus.
You feel what?
The power of Jesus.
You feel the power of healing. It's in your spine. It's in your spine. Jesus' name. Spinal cancer. Turn them around this way. Cancer, come out in Jesus' name. I felt it leave my neck. Cancer, come out in Jesus' name. Do you feel something moving in your spine? What are you feeling moving? Do you have pain before? Did you have pain in your spine before?
No.
Do you have any pain right now? Show me. Bend over. Bend forward. He had pain from the cancer in his spine. Is the pain gone right now? It's gone. There's no pain. Jesus of Nazareth, make this man a resurrection. Hallelujah. What's happening here? Breast cancer. It's going to go in the name of Jesus. It's going to go in the name of Jesus quickly. We're just praying these cancers right now. Just cancers. Brain tumor. How long have you had the brain tumor? Lord, shrink the brain tumor in Jesus' name. Whoa, hallelujah. Shrink the brain tumor in Jesus' name. One more time. Shrink the brain tumor in Jesus' name. You feel that? Do you see anything? Do you feel anything? What do you feel?
Feel
you feel what?
I feel a release.
You feel shakabakata? Shababababata? Let her get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Drunk in the Holy Ghost. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Are you watching in your living room? Something's happening. Let me tell you, it might not be cancer, but fire, burning, heat, electricity. Anybody feeling something happening in their body right now? Just sitting under the anointing? Something's moving? And if you do, stand up and just wave at me. I'm telling you the kind of power that's in this building, you can be healed in your seat. You can be healed in the balconies tonight. All over this building, you can be healed in the balconies. So I'm telling you there's an anointing moving. If you'll take your hand and put it on the part of your body that needs to be healed, and you'll just say, heal me now, there's an anointing moving through this crowd, and Jesus can heal you. Whatever it is, the pain, the arthritis, give you a new knee, give you a new hip, give you a new heart, give you a new lung. People just got to start praying. Hallelujah. I want you to put your hand on the part of your body. If you need healing, touch your body right now. Put your hand on the part of your body that needs healing, and it's moving. It's moving in the room. If you feel fire, burning heat, electricity, a vibration move in your body, don't hesitate. You might be sitting there going, I've never felt this. What is this? Get up and come forward. It'll get stronger. There is a burning in here somewhere. I smell smoke. It may be the smoke of God. What's happening here? These cancers?
No, she had breast cancer for the past 2 years.
Right here.
She's been operated on, but she's got severe
breast
pain.
Cancers, I command the cancer. You got severe pain in your body, severe pain right now. In the name of Jesus, all the pain, all the swelling, all the cancer. Go in Jesus' name. Whew, hallelujah.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Just move your arm a little bit now. Just move it a little bit. Hallelujah. Can you feel something as I'm praying?
Yeah.
What do you feel? What's happening?
I'm feeling a little light.
It's light. It's coming out right now. It's coming out of your blood. It's coming out of your blood. It's coming out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go! In Jesus' mighty name. Just move your arm now. Just move it now. Is there any pain right now?
No, it's much lighter.
It's much lighter. That's healing happening right now in Jesus Christ's name. What's happening here?
Todd, she's actually standing in for Proxy. She has faith to believe for Glennis, who's in a coma
in a hospice.
In a coma.
Listen, let me tell you something. In 12 days, if you're watching tonight, we've had in 12 days, three testimonies of people coming out of comas already. We also had one testimony of somebody coming off of life support. It's going to begin to break, and we're going to hear stories from all over the world, people coming out of comas, people coming off life support, people being healed of stage 4 cancers, resurrected off their bed, bedridden, rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Here we go. Holy Ghost, power, just move now in Jesus' name. There goes. I felt it like, wait till the virtue hits this building tonight. I haven't even got started yet. We haven't even got started. Jesus is going to do something tonight. How many of you know that Jesus is a mighty healer? Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
He has stage four lung cancer.
Stage 4 lung cancer.
Yes.
Can you breathe well?
I have a difficulty breathing.
It's difficult to breathe because of the cancer.
Yes.
Stage 4.
Yes.
Filled your lungs.
Yes.
Cancer. Oh, the power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, power coming into your lungs like a mighty breath. And I command this cancer demon to come out of your lungs now. Jesus' name. Breathe. Breathe. Breathe again, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Breathe again, Holy Ghost. Breathe again, Holy Ghost. What are you feeling right now as you're breathing? What are you
feeling? I can breathe a little easier.
You're breathing easier. Breathe again. You're starting to breathe easier. Come on, saints, start to open your hands. Come on, pray. Cancer healed of the lungs in Jesus' name. Bam! Hallelujah. Did you have any pain before?
Pain in my hip.
Can you feel the pain there now?
Not really.
It's gone?
I don't know. I'll have to see.
You don't feel it?
No.
Check and make sure. Move around. Just move your body. There's no pain now. May it never come back again because God heals cancer in Jesus' name. What's happened here?
Todd, we have a...
Go and be well.
Lymph node
Bring
cancer.
Back a testimony. Bring back a testimony.
Lymph nodes. Cancer.
Lymph nodes. Cancer of the lymph nodes. There goes. I just felt, oh, shakabaka. Bam! Shabalarabatato. Shibalarabalarabashando. Shikabalarabashando. Sometimes you just got to hit him with the Holy Ghost. There's a glory in here. Lift your hands up. Lord, let the glory get on me. Let the glory get on me. Oh, glory, let it get on me. It just is. Who had a heart attack recently, the last couple months? The power of God's going through your chest. Who is that? I'm telling you, somebody in this room that had a heart attack is getting healed in the last 2 months. God's giving you a new heart. You might be watching me right now. God, just a power went through your chest. You're starting to breathe. There'll be no more chest pain. No more chest pain. No more pain in the heart. Angina. Who's had a condition? It's like an angina, they call it, of the heart. God's healing it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just keep your hands up in the glory. Don't stop. I just saw somebody. Listen, it's not a stomach condition, like a pain in the stomach, but you need a new colon. The digestive tract has been eating itself. You need a surgery on your stomach. You need to have them put a new colon. God, I just saw the Lord gives. Is that you? Come here. Just stand out here. Quick, just come out of your seat. And let me release. I don't know it's not you, but I want you, if it's something that you're grabbing, come get it. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, if I give a word and you hesitate, you might miss your moment. I don't care if you're Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, atheist, Satanist, unbeliever, believer, skeptic, religious. If I call something out and you even begin to think for a moment that's my miracle, jump up and come get it. Because when the anointing is flowing like I'm moving in right now, it's got to happen fast. It's got to happen fast. You got to grab it. You can grab your television. You can grab your computer, and healing can come right into your living room right now, and the pain's leaving your spine. Somebody's getting a new spine. Degeneration of the spine. You got a disease that's making your spine. Spinal stenosis being healed. Spinal stenosis is being healed right now. Your spine's been locked up. Somebody you know, come here, right in front of the platform. Come right here in front of the platform. Somebody you know needs a new colon. I tell you, they're going to get it. I had a vision of this. You believe that? Give me your hand. In the name of Jesus, there goes. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Bam! Woo, shakabata. Hallelujah. You grabbed it? Did you grab it? Did you grab the new colon? Did you take it in faith? There it is. There it is. There it is. Oh, that's good. I feel you taking it. I don't know who all these people are. Can we check them? What's happening here?
Up the angina, cancer and angina.
You see,
so she's coming up for both.
Stand here. I just gave a word about angina. That means you're going to be healed in the name of Jesus. There it goes. There it goes. Oh, hallelujah. Come back over here. Come back over here. You had cancer in your body? Cancer, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bring the next one quickly. Come on. Hallelujah. What's happening?
Todd, this lady's had cancer in the ovaries for the past 4 years.
You'll be totally healed in Jesus' name. No more angina. No more cancer in Jesus' name. Get checked. Hallelujah. Yeah.
She had cancer in the ovaries for the past 4 years. She stopped taking medication for the past year.
No medication. You stopped the medication.
She's living by faith.
In Jesus' name, power of God, go through your body. Come on over here. Do you have a problem in your jaw?
Breast cancer, too.
Breast cancer? You believe God can heal that? Yeah. You believe cancer can be healed? Yeah. In the name of Jesus, there goes. There goes. Oh, my goodness. Some people just get whacked with the power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shakabakata. Hukabarabata.
He suspects cancer in his stomach.
Every cancer patient watching, and anybody, if you're watching that you know that has cancer, I'm telling you, there's an anointing of resurrection, and cancers are being healed all over the world right now. Just grab it in your living room. Grab it, grab it, grab it for your mother, your brother, your uncle, your aunt, your son, your neighbor. Grab it. If they're not in the living room with you and you're not putting your hands on them, if you're not in the hospital with them right now and you're saying, oh, I need that anointing, it's coming. I'm telling you right now, testimonies of cancers are going to come in from around the world, and we're going to hear about it. Tumors shrinking, growth shrinking, fibroids shrinking, lumps shrinking, all in this room right now. In Jesus' name. You got cancer. Is there pain? Pain? Pancreatic? Is it in the pancreas? The Lord is speaking to me about your pancreas. Is it in your pancreas? You're going to get a healing in your pancreas. Cancer, the pancreas, in the stomach, all of it spreading. It's going to die. It's going to wither. And Jesus is going to get the glory. Power just flow through his body now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's the anointing. There's the anointing. Can you feel something as I'm praying for you right now? What do you feel? Do you have any pain?
Yes, I do.
Right here. Is there still pain?
Yes.
Lord, I ask that the pain that's right here go. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Check it now. Check it now. Is there any pain?
It's gone.
It's gone. Just like that. It's gone. You don't have it. It's gone. Jesus! It was there and gone. How many of you saw that? All we just was a little extra and gone. What's happening?
Todd, this lady's standing in. Somebody's been in a coma for 8 years.
Come on. Come on. Cancer healing right now all over the world. People come in faith. Then you just go, bam, and take the anointing for them. Woo, shikababa. You feel that? Here's a dose for you. Bam, Jesus' mighty name. That's a dose for you. Hallelujah. Come up here quickly.
She's got an infection in her colon.
Infection in your colon. Right now.
Yeah.
Is there pain?
My spine also.
It's your spine. Is it pain?
My colon and my spine.
Yeah?
So.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there's healing moving through your spine now. Ooh. Hallelujah. Did you have pain before? Can you move your back now? Check it out. Check it out. Is the pain gone?
It's still there, slightly.
No, no, no. Check again. Bend over. Bendo, make sure it's gone. I don't want any pain. Is there any pain? Hallelujah. It's gone light. Jesus' name. Ha ha! Bam! All the way through her spine. Ooh, shkabata. Can you hold my hand? Can you hold my hand? Right here. This one. Ready? Bam! That's where the virtue comes from. Ooh, shkabata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you feel something as I'm praying, like fire or heat, anything at all?
Feeling some heat in my body.
You're feeling the heat. That's the healing. That's the healing, John. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. What's happened here?
Colon and spine, she's colon coming up.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Word of knowledge.
Anybody, I'm telling you, there's healings happening in the room by now. Just lift your hands up. Lord, I pray that healing would just break out all over the room. Just healing break out all over the room. Healing break out all over the room. Let the angel of the Lord just step into the room. Let Jesus begin to move through the crowds. Jesus move through the crowds. Just touching bodies. Just grab a hold of the hem of his garment and you can get healed. Grab a hold of the hem of his garment. I haven't even begun to tell you some of the words I have from heaven. I've got a list of some of the miracles that are going to happen. I haven't even got to. We're just getting this resurrection flowing. Something's happening in your living room, hospitals, people getting healed. Take off the IV, take off the oxygen. There's healing coming into your lungs. Healing coming into your lungs. Breathing without oxygen. Jesus' name. What's happening, John? What was wrong?
Colon and
spine. Colon cancer?
Spine. No, spinal. Colon and spine.
Hallelujah. The colon, you need a new one? He's given new colon. Bam! There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. I'm just going to pray. I don't know who all these... If they're not a specific word that I gave, I'm going to get to them first in the prayer lines later, unless they called them up. If it's them, bring them up. If it's not a specific word, then come up here. What's happening? What? Okay, I'm coming to those cancers. There's two cancers down there in wheelchairs. I'm coming down. I'm coming down to you. Tell me really quickly.
Spinal degeneration.
In the name of Jesus, there it goes. Power, just move to your spine. There it goes. Power, just move to your spine. Power, can move those two cancers right out front, in front of me. The two wheelchair cancers right out front. They're in a wheelchair because of the cancer? Are they in the wheelchair because of cancer? This lady here, how many of you have compassion for this lady right here? Jesus was moved with compassion. I need the love of God moving in your heart right now and the intercession happening in this room. Don't just leave me to pray. Let your compassion be stirred to move God to begin to meet this woman at the altar. I'm going to pray for these two cancers right now at the altar, right now. Both of them have cancer? It's cancer I'm praying for right now. Cancer? Stay on what's happening.
It's spine, her spine. Heart, her legs.
Are you in pain?
Yeah, she said she can't stand and worship. Dog.
You can't even worship standing?
I can't stand, yeah.
Are you in pain now?
Yes.
Okay, hold my hand. The other hand. Close your eyes. Just draw. Here it goes. Draw it in. Draw it in. Draw it in. Take it. You see that? I didn't release it. She took it. That was different. I didn't release it. Sometimes I have to release it. She took it. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? She took it. She grabbed the hold of the hem of Jesus and she went and pulled it in. Sometimes I got to pray and push it out on people. Other times people are in faith and they just pull it into their body. How many of you can pull in the anointing? Stand up. If you know how to pull in the anointing in the atmosphere, I want you to stand up. If you don't know how to do it, then just watch or get in faith and try it. If you know how, if you're a believer and you know how to receive, if you know how to receive, then I want you to lift up your hand and just say, Lord, I take the virtue. Oh, there it goes. Oh, I can feel you drawing on it. Come on, in your living room. We're watching tonight, 214 nations, 1,200 living rooms, all over the world, overflow rooms. Reach out, grab your computer, grab your television, and draw. I feel people drawing. Take it in. Take it in. Take it in, breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in your home. Rise and receive your healing now. Take it into your body, take it into your lungs, take it into your heart, take it into your liver, take it into your body. Healing, 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 healing in the name of, take it in, rise and be healed. Move your legs, get up and walk, stand on your feet, run around your house in the name of Jesus. Check your body now. I want you to see if the pain's gone. I want you to do something you couldn't do. See if the pain's gone. See if the pain's gone. Check your body. See if the pain's gone. Come on, you're drawing on the virtue in the balconies all over this room tonight, on both sides. Come on, you're drawing on the virtue. The pain's gone. There's a woman that just got healed of painful ovarian cysts and bleeding. Ovarian cysts and bleeding. Fibroid tumors. It's all in your butt. The pain just left. Who is that? There's a woman in here. You're just right here at the front. That's you, isn't it? Come here, grab my hand quick. God just healed you. He just healed the tumors, the bleeding, all of it, all of it, all of it. It just came through your body. Just came through your body. Anybody else? Anybody feeling the anointing? The pain gone? Run up here right now if you did. If you just felt something go through your body and the pain is gone, God touched you, just run up here real quick. I'm going to bless what's happening. If you felt something, don't hesitate. Take that moment and receive. What's happened here?
Lower spine and legs, Todd.
Yeah, the legs?
Spondylosis, yes.
What's wrong with your legs?
Spondylosis.
Spinal stenosis.
Spondylosis from the lower.
Your legs aren't working right.
Arthritis and pain.
Okay, you ready for this? I had a word. Did you hear it about the spine? Here it comes. Take it in. Ready? Take it in. Oh, Sabbath. Here we go. One more. One more. Ready? Whew. Jesus, there's a second jolt. Bend over. Can you bend over? Can you bend over? Can you feel anything loosening in your spine?
I still feel the pain.
Did you have any pain? Jesus. Hang, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pow! Go through his lower back in Jesus' name. Check it again. How about now? There's healing on you in Jesus' mighty name. Come on. All over this room, Lord, release your glory. Release your glory. Cancer? Is this cancer? Cancer? I'm praying for cancer right now. Let me pray for this. What's wrong? Huh? Gangrene. Where? Where's the infection? It's already removed your foot. Do you still have gangrene in your body? Does she still have gangrene infection?
No.
So what does she need? A new foot?
Yes.
What do you want me to pray for?
Healing for the amputation.
I've been holding this testimony all night long. You're going to know. You want to know why? Because when I read this testimony, this building's going to come unglued. I've been holding this testimony all night long. I'm telling you, Shakabakata, Lord, let where the gangrene infection in her body be healed. Every part of her body damaged by the infection be healed. Oh, power, Jesus' name. Did you feel that? What did you feel? What did you feel?
Feel light.
It just went into your body. No more gangrene infection in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray she would grow a foot. I just do. I pray she would grow a foot. Cancer right here. We have room. Everybody on their feet. Everybody on their feet. I want to pray for this woman. Bring her over here. Bring her over here. What kind of cancer do we have here?
Breast cancer.
Is she dying? It's spread through her body?
Breast cancer.
The cancer.
Yeah.
Can you bring her over here, please? Why? Because I feel the anointing over here. I want to pray for her. Just there we go. Right here. Back up. Back up. I have to put her where I see the anointing. Can we do that? I have to have her right here where she is, on that same spot. I feel the presence of the Lord. I can't describe it. I can't describe it. I have to be obedient. I know it seems weird. On TV, it probably even seems more weird. But I have to be obedient. Just turn her facing me now. Woman, can you hear me, sweetheart? Can you grab my hand? Do you have enough strength? Father, in the name of Jesus, I come as an ambassador bringing heaven. And I command the spirit of death and cancer in this woman's body to come out now in the name of Jesus. Cancer, go! And strength come into her body. Virtue come into her body. Life come into her body. Resurrection come into her body now. Jesus' name. Woo! Glory. Woo! Glory. Woo! Glory. Woo! Glory. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Can you feel anything as I'm praying for you? Can you feel anything? Can you feel heat? You feel that? The heat. It's burning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strength's coming to you. Life's coming to you. Resurrection's coming to you. I release it to your body. It happens in the name of Jesus. As she's a testimony that recovers of cancer and gets raised
You're up. Listening to VFN Bang, Radio, Jesus and you've name. Just been on, listening the to the Great Awakening shout. Taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third Great Awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.